Angry Voices from Radio Zones of Subversive Expression, April 2019.
Διαβατά Larissa Station. On Thursday, April 4th, a powerful police force attempted to prohibit refugees from boarding the train 600 to Thessaloniki. This created a lot of tension. Consequently, the scheduled route to Thessaloniki, as well as the first route of next morning, were cancelled. OSE, Trenose, the train running company and organization, issued a statement claiming that the routes were cancelled due to immigrants blocking the train tracks. The refugees went on to squat the area in protest, demanding to be allowed access to northern Greece, many of them showing their tickets while protesting. This massive mobilization of immigrants and refugees was caused by fake news in social media concerning an opening of borders from Greece to North Macedonia. Hundreds of people gathered in the Avata already by noon with the purpose of moving to Idomeni. The police pushed back with flashbang and tear gas grenades, and the refugees retreated after setting fire on garbage that were on the field. The refugees tried to escape, but the whole area was surrounded by police forces. 700 refugee families spent the night in tents for a second day, hoping to manage to move to Idomeni and making fire in order to keep warm.
On 11th April, there was a strike of distributors, workers, in delivery couriers at Athens, Thessaloniki and Ioannina. In Athens, there were massive motorcycles that reached 1,500 to 2,000 vehicles, while the percentage of strikers in Ioannina reached 75%. The motorcycle ride started from the Pedion Areos and passed through the Ministry of Labor, where they stopped with slogans and then stopped at Syntagma Square, where they lighted fireworks and opened a huge banner with their demands. After passed through many neighborhoods and main streets of the city, motorcycles arrived at the Polytechnic, where conversations followed. With a slogan from Reis, "On the road of struggle, the mobilizations will continue."
Panagiotis Argyrou was arrested on the 1st of November of 2010, after more than a year living as an outlaw in the area of Pagrati, during his campaign of sending trapped package bombs to European leaders, European institutions and foreign embassies. After his arrest, he immediately resumed political responsibility for joining the conspiracy of Firecorps and remained behind bars for 8 years and 5 months, with sentences upon him adding up to 220 years before having his cases examined on appeal. After serving half of his sentence and one-third of his merged sentence, with 25 years being the maximum sentence, the Carmat was set free on the 8th of April 2019. Freedom to everyone until we tear down the last prison.
Spiros Christodoulou, a fighting prisoner, has already spent one-third of his life behind the bars of the Greek state's dungeons. He has been convicted of bank robberies without him ever being in a bank during a robbery and with no evidence. He has been kept in Larissa prison for the past 1.5 years with no clear indication of what sentence he is serving. Spiros, invoking Articles 107 and 101 of the Penal Code that concern his case, he applies for a court date to be set for a merge of his sentences so that he will soon be released. So, Spiros uses the last means of struggle he has left, going for a strict hunger strike since the 14th of January. After 46 days, a dangerous clinical situation, loss of 26 kilos, 3 applications for a court date, 1 renouncement by the Court of Edea, four appeal district attorneys and a magistrate, he ended the strike after receiving a positive answer on his application. During the strike, dozens of solidarity protests took place.
On the 28th of November 2017, after a Turkish Secret Service request, and just a few days before Erdogan visited Athens, counter-terrorist police arrested nine Turkish and Kurdish political prisoners for joining the DHKPC, Revolutionary People's Liberation Front Party. After the nine of them were tortured and abused, they were quickly put to jail with no evidence, as members of a terrorist organization aiming to assassinate the Turkish president. They were separated to nine different prison facilities, isolating them and making it harder to defend them, since it was almost impossible to communicate with their lawyers. Since the 4th of February, they have been going on trial in the specially formed Hall of Women's Prison in Korydallos under the so-called Counter-Terrorist Law 187A. They all denied the charges, stated they are being hunted by the Turkish regime for their leftist and anti-imperialist political belief, and demanded their release, stating that there are no incriminating evidence against them. On the 6th court date, on the 18th of March, the district attorney suggested their innocence concerning the charges of terrorism. Six of them were found guilty of firearm possession, and three were found innocent for all charges. The court resists until Tuesday, the 16th of April, 9 o'clock in the morning, where the final judgment will be announced.
On the 11th of April, around 6 o'clock, mainstream media announced that cops had invaded two squads in the area of Exarchia. While the atmosphere was broadcasted on TV as raging, dangerous and strategized, in reality it looked like a drag for the police and a descent to hell for 80 immigrants. Even the counter-terrorist police were heard saying that all of this was just for show. On Saturday the 13th of April, about 40 people intervened in Exarchia as a means of showing solidarity to the immigrants from Azadi squad and New Babylon squad. We communicated with the prisoners with our own voices, we wrote slogans on the prison's entrance, and after about an hour, since the prison guards forced the prisoners to stay away from the windows, a common practice of theirs, for interrupting communication, a riot police vehicle appeared. The squad moved towards the people in solidarity with the prisoners to begin to verbally provoke them. Eventually, they aligned in front of the entrance and attempted to attack an immigrant comrade. During their provocative attempts, the people stayed calm, shouting slogans and not taking a step back. They tried to provoke our reaction by hitting the people in the front row holding the banner, by kicking and using their shields. After half an hour, they left, since we stayed put and calm. In the end, we also left coordinated.
Text by anarchist immigrants for the evacuated squads Azadi and New Babylon, taken from Athens City Media. The Greek government are not helping refugees. They are trying to close the refugee charities and squads. We understood today that the Greek police are very inhumane in their treatment of refugees. They brutally attacked two squads. They arrested most of the single people and families. They looked or barricaded the doors, beat everyone and stole their valuables. They did not show mercy towards women as they beat them very badly too. Refugees in Greece are in a very bad situation right now, and the Greek government and police are making it far worse. Some of the members of the squad who were not arrested are now homeless and have lost everything they owned. There is no place for them to go. A question I would like to ask the anarchist group is, why are not supporting the refugees like before? In the past few years, we had a very strong relationship with anarchist groups, helping each other and protecting Exarchia from fascists and police. In the last few months, however, police and racists have attacked people and closed most of the squads and charities. We want our anarchist and refugee friends to go together to stop more people becoming homeless and control Exarchia again. Now is the time for us to be in alliance again.